This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Cozy mysteries. They're the kind of mysteries that you can snuggle up with on a rainy night and read into morning hours without inviting nightmares. So says Indiana native and New York Times bestselling author Kate Collins. She's the author of the well-loved Flower Shop Mysteries series. Kate, you are a very prolific author. I'm always in awe of authors like that. Last I looked, author of 29 novels. There's 19 books in the Flower Shop Mysteries. Is that right, or even that gets an update?
Yes, that gets an update, too.
Oh.
Actually, there's 19 and plus two novellas in the Flower Shop Mystery series.
Okay.
21 in all, and then I've also written 7 historical romances, and I just turned in the second book in my new mystery series, The Goddess of Green Street Mysteries. So I'm starting book number 31.
Wow. So I don't usually ask about process because I think we talk about that kind of thing a lot. But in your case, I think I will. I'm just, like I said, in awe of this kind of prolificness. How do you stay that prolific? Is it a discipline for you?
It's a discipline and a joy. I enjoy writing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't create. I have a very active imagination. Always have had, even as a child. I was always stood in the corner for my active imagination because mm-hmm. my mother called them fibs.
Well, fiction. It's just a euphemism for fibs. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you always knew you wanted to be a writer, or you taught
No.
for a while too, or was that
Yeah.
that the first dream?
That was my first dream. I always wanted to be a teacher. I love teaching kids and I love teaching people how to do things, even write, which is another reason why I'm going to be presenting at the writer's conference, because I love sharing knowledge. Writing is something that comes naturally. I never thought I wanted to be a writer. I hated writing assignments in school. I always aced them, but I hated them because I didn't want to be told what to write.
Mm.
When I was allowed to come up with my own idea, I did much better.
Oh, sure. A creative person, you want to take your own direction. So
yeah.
How did you get interested? Let's see, if we can categorize you, it's historical romance and mysteries. Would that be right?
And children's stories. Yes, I started out by writing children's stories. I took a course in writing for children when I was home. After I retired from teaching to raise my children.
Mm-hmm.
While I was at home, I tried every craft known to womankind. I mean, rug hooking, macrame, toll painting, cross stitch, you name it, I tried it. And finally, I saw this little item in the Chicago Tribune about taking a course for writing for children. And I thought, you know, I'm always making up stories in my head. Why not try it? So at the end of the course, they guaranteed you would sell to a magazine, and I did.
Oh,
and the
nice.
First time I saw my name in print, I was off and running.
Ah. So do you still write children's stories, or that was your introduction to your writing career?
That was my introduction. I did take all those stories and put them in anthologies, and they're available on through my website. They're very fun stories, and I recommend any mom who wants to read to their children, you might want to check them out, because they're all fun, and they all have a little, almost like an Aesop fable. They all have a little message in them. There are 2 books available. One is called Janie Webster, EB, Experienced Babysitter. And the other one is called Jason Jervis at Your Service. And it's the stories about a boy who has a dog sitting service.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Well, let's talk about the Southwest Michigan Writers Conference, October 26th at Niles District Library. And I understand that you're one of the main speakers there, one of several. And your talk is going to be about creating great dialogue. Tell us some more about that. How does one create great dialogue?
Oh, I have several secrets, and I don't want to give them away now. But
give us hints, teasers.
Okay, a hint? Listen to it.
Mm.
Listen to it. So many readers write their dialogue, but they don't listen to it. You have to hear the way people talk. I spend a lot of time listening to people talk, just, you know, at a mall or at a restaurant. eavesdrop. A lot of writers eavesdrop. You may not realize it, but we're recording in our brains the way people talk, their habits of speech. When we recreate it on the page, it doesn't sound perfect. It doesn't sound stilted. And that's the mistake many writers make. If they read it out loud, they would hear how stilted it sounds. My writing, the dialogue in my book sounds very natural. And the characters have different ways of speaking. Well, one of my characters comes from Kentucky in the Flower Shop Mystery Series, and she speaks in a certain rhythm. Another one comes from England. She has a certain rhythm to her talk, too. So when you do that, people can hear the difference, and that is what creates good dialogue. It has to be realistic.
Yeah.
So in my talk, I give different ways to obtain that.
That's great advice. And I think if you really start listening in a kind of a detached way, rather than content, but more to style, how people actually talk, you're going to find a lot of sentences that go nowhere, phrases instead of full sentences.
Exactly.
That kind of a thing. And I think what you're referring to with a beginner writer, you might get something in full, complete sentences and without the tangents that we tend to go off on when we talk to each other.
Yes, and a lot of people start their sentences with, oh. People don't do that in real life. People don't start everything with, oh, I'm going to go to the store. Oh, I hear you. Oh, let me go with you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like really good advice for new writers. Can this be valuable to more advanced writers as well?
Well, if they're successful, I'm sure they've mastered it.
So dialogue is a big part of good storytelling, isn't it?
It's essential. Mm-hmm. It moves the story along. If you have just paragraphs of prose, it gets too boring.
Mm-hmm.
I always break up my dialogue with prose because I have a tendency to write a lot of dialogue and then go back and fill in between. Mm-hmm. I call it my talking heads phase, where I just write pages of dialogue and then I go back and fill in what they were doing, some of their motions, their thoughts. That's my process.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm not sure I'd heard that way of doing it before. You almost sound like a script writer.
It is. It's like writing a script. But when I write, I visualize things like a movie. So I hope readers will tune in. Anybody that's writing in the Southwest Michigan area or North Central Indiana, I hope they'll come to the Writers Conference.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with best-selling mystery writer Kate Collins. She'll be the featured speaker at the Southwest Michigan Writers Conference at the Niles District Library on October 26th. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.